Saturday morning sees a new development for the World Youth Day event in that Pope Benedict will hear confessions from three young people. It's the first time that the Pope himself has joined the dozens of priests who normally hear confessions from the young pilgrims at the World Youth Day event. Again, the numbers for the three young people in question will be drawn by lot from the army of young volunteers working for the World Youth Day. Father Thomas Vassalotti is a priest from Brooklyn in New York City and will be among those other priests hearing confessions from the World Youth Day pilgrims in a central Madrid park. He spoke to us about the origins of the Sacrament of Reconciliation and explained why it is so important.
First, the biblical level is that when Jesus rose from the dead, he met the bedrock of the faith was the encounter with the resurrected Jesus and the words. He imparts the Holy Spirit. What you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What are loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. He says that to the apostles. So that's an enormous part of that binding and unbinding, and that underwrites the authority, the theology imparted to those who knew Jesus, accompanied him whilst he lived. Those disciples who accompanied him and witnessed the resurrection, that they can do that binding and unbinding. And the freeing of sins. And those are the two great promises. Freedom from death, we recognize, but also freedom from sin. Second is the big scandal for people in our modern era, would how can God act in this way through a person? As a diocesan priest, I respond to it as follows. I tell people, first of all, that God alone forgives sins. I'm a minister. I'm here to help you. And this reality doesn't happen just inside your head. I've known psychologists also say, talk about the power of the confessional. And they have people who are Catholic psychologists, but they say when it falls into disuse, people see them more. You know, there's a tremendous power to be liberated, to be free of their sins. And I think young people recognize that. They recognize the power of the forgiveness, the importance of the forgiveness of sins, and they recognize the challenge of the faith. It's another key part of, for me, evangelizing people is not to be afraid. Not to be afraid to evangel and to advise people, and also to accept and confront the challenging reality of our faith, which is also speak honestly about original sin. I am a sinner. We are sinners. It may be forgiven, but I'm still struggle with that. So that is something that I think young people see as authentic.
So what would you say if there, for example, is a young person listening to this interview right now and, you know, they were born a Catholic, baptized, they made the first Holy Communion, they were confirmed in the faith, and then they hit 16 and like the rest of their friends, they decided, oh, this is nothing to do with me, nothing to do with my life. Then, of course, perhaps in life they met a particular crisis, a personal crisis, a crisis of the spirit and decided, yeah, you know, I think maybe I'd be interested in coming back to the church. I'd be interested in getting closer once again to God. A young person who perhaps turned up to World Youth Day in Madrid because they heard it was going on and thought it would be interesting. How would you encourage them to take part in the Sacrament of Reconciliation?
Well, the first words I say most often are not to be afraid, that the trust in God, the trust God is a God of love, and that, of course, this is a great challenge for all ministers of this sacrament, that we must transmit that. And, of course, people have been away for a while, that, you know, to understand that their ignorance of certain things and not let that be the hang-up. They might say, oh, I don't know the right prayer. So what? Okay, fine, I'll walk you through it. You know, just don't, but you're here. In fact, the fact that they've just come or they're thinking about it. And so I would say, well, do not be afraid. Then is just be honest. Again, that step that I talked about before, being religious, but also being human. And to be human is to be honest, to say, you know, I dropped the ball on something. I know I let people down. I know I did something I shouldn't have done. And that's the Holy Spirit. It's not me, you know, the minister. It's the people who are confronting themselves the truth of Christ.
How difficult is it for you as a minister of the sacrament? It must be one of the most taxing sacraments for priests to perform. And yet you said, I'm looking forward to hearing many confessions. In the priest who has to hear the confession, who is the minister of this sacrament, how difficult, how taxing, what type of experience is it for you? Well, so that people can understand also the other side.
Yeah, from,
you know.
Well, for the priest, I think it's draining. Oftentimes, you do hear a lot of difficult stories. So I would say it's something that you have to be well prepared for, rested. You try as best as you can to accompany the people and to love the people there, to help them along the way, to identify with them. I am like them. I understand their struggles. And so treat each person with great respect, to understand there's a lot of history going on with them, and just have, I think, the energy. It's just, I do find it, it can be some of the most memorable, unforgettable moments of my priesthood have been in the confessional, but also it's a draining experience as well, because it does ask a lot personally of a priest.
Is this your first World Youth Day?
No, my first one was in 1993. I went there not as a priest, but as a young person. That was John Paul II in Cherry Creek Park in Denver, Colorado. So that was a great experience for me. And
were you considering the priesthood before that?
I think at that time, maybe not so much right at that point. I remember the prayer vigil before the Mass with John Paul II. And I remember seeing the Pope on stage, and I broke out in tears. I didn't know where the heck that was from. And I'm generally not a person who is given to publicly breaking down and crying, but I just was so moved by seeing the Pope there and leading us in a prayer vigil in Cherry Creek Park.
That was Father Thomas Vassalotti from New York City, speaking to my colleague, Ema McCarthy.